Was there any education for the patients?
Apart from the discussion that they had with the doctor when they were in the room, I don't think there were any special educational sessions at that particular time. I would say in that sense, no. The most patients got, and though these were enlightened ones, were given addresses of the British Diabetic Association, so they could get in touch with them and get some leaflets. But I don't know how many of them actually got in touch with them. But no, I would say there wasn't much of education at that time.
And what are your memories of the wards in the early 70s?
Well, the ward that I worked in wasn't designed as a diabetes ward. It was a general medical ward with a lot of chest patients, not tuberculosis, because we still used to isolate tuberculosis patients in those days in a different ward. But they were, you know, they were mix of everything else and the diabetics. We were bringing diabetics mainly, again, for insulin stabilization. That seemed to be the commonest thing. We were admitting once in a while somebody in diabetic ketoacidosis, and then there were some patients who were coming in because they had foot ulcers and peripheral vascular disease for which they needed to come in to have the treatment, dressings, whatever, and be seen by other disciplines as well at the same time.
And any memories of individual patients from the early 70s?
Well, I seem to remember one or two, and certainly one young English woman stands in my mind when we were talking about diet, and she was on insulin at that age. She told me point blank that she loves chocolates. Chocolates are part of her life. She is not prepared to give it up, come what may. And there was not a lot I could tell her. I mean, we did warn her, but then that was the answer in answer to my warning. And it stands out because she was so determined to carry on eating whatever she wanted to eat. I felt a bit of a pity in my own mind, but there was not a lot I could do.
What are your memories of pregnant women with diabetes in the early 70s?
It was taken very seriously by the clinicians, and it was explained to patients in no uncertain terms that we needed a lot of cooperation from them if they were going to have a live baby. Some of them already had experienced miscarriages. And because they were young and they wanted a family, we certainly got a lot more cooperation from the patient in terms of diet and other discipline. I think in the beginning of my registrar year, I cannot remember having active cooperation with the obstetricians. But towards the end, and I'm talking of 74-75, yes, we started to have clinics in common with the obstetricians. Before that, the diabetologists will look after them for so many years, but will inform the obstetrician that I've got a pregnant diabetic lady, and therefore they will plan a cesarean at 36 weeks or 35 weeks, something of that sort. But joint clinics came fairly late in the mid-70s. From what I can remember from my memory.
And can you remember how those worked?
Well, it was certainly a lot more better than sort of managing a pregnant diabetic all by yourself as a diabetologist, because the other side, you know, obviously we were totally ignorant about. And it made it very much comfortable for patients and for the clinicians to have two sitting in the same clinic, one advising about the insulin and the other advising about subsequent course of pregnancy. So it's certainly a bigger step forward, I would have thought.